came from a friend of mine up in Maine, Tori Hollick, and she always makes this every year, and it is so delicious and so fresh tasting that you're going to really love it. So let that cool, that liquid. Make sure the mustard is all dissolved. Let it cool, and then we have one cooled over here, Jane.
Okay.
That's right here. We're going to add this beautiful piece of beef brisket. This is 8 pounds of beef brisket. Trim off most of the fat, and just put that right in your pickling brine. And to keep the meat submerged, I always put a plate right inside. Find a plate upside down. And if you want to really make sure that it's submerged, put a bottle in there or something filled with water. But don't put metal. Because it's pickling, you don't want anything corrosive in that pickling juice. And we have a piece already corned. This has been in here for 6 days. And have you ever brined meat?
I have, actually.
What do you make?
Well, we brined beef.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it, but the guy that cooked for us.
Okay.
Showed me, but the thing that worried me was leaving it out.
Put this in the fridge.
Oh, well, that's a bit we've got
take a shelf. Take a shelf or in a cold porch, if you have a really cold porch or, you know, in a cold cellar. That's where it usually would have been brined. But look what happens to the meat.
Yes.
It shrinks, and it also turns a darker color, sort of grayish. And this is what we actually will cook with our cabbage, our potatoes, our turnips, and that's what makes the corned beef and cabbage dish that everybody enjoys with the Irish soda bread. And what do you eat to stay healthy? You look in such perfect shape. You certainly are not eating a lot of potatoes these days.
No. Well, actually, I like potato skins.
Uh-huh.
I love potatoes, but I always take the inside out and I eat the outside.
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite part. It has all the vitamins.
So you're on a health diet all the time?
No. I just happen to love, fish, I love chicken, and we grow our own vegetables and fruits organically in the garden.
So great.
And I've got my kids eating vegetables that way because they help grow them and then they help cook them.
And they understand them.
My kids all cook with me. That's one of our favorite things to do.
Fantastic.